Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let's give him some praise. Well, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Everybody find a seat if you can. I'd like to introduce you to the president of the Hickory chapter, the Lighthouse of Women. It's not Women's Aglow anymore. It's Aglow International. This is Nicole Carson, and I've just asked her if she would to just open the service with whatever the Lord's give her, scripture, prayer, or whatever. So let's stand, y'all.
Well, good morning. Such an honor and a delight to be at his place today. I don't know about you, but I'm just expecting a mighty move of God this morning. The Lord has had me meditate upon the scripture, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." And I believe as we walk into 2013, no matter what the prophets are saying this year, I say that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord is going to be increased. Amen. In this place and in your life, and your footsteps are just going to tread glory to glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just speak release of the glory of God in this place. I hope you came expecting today, because I believe there's going to be a mighty outpouring, a mighty refreshing, a mighty refilling and regeneration in the things of God. And there is nothing to fear, because though things, 1,000 may fall at your right and 10,000 may fall at your left, honey, there's good times ahead in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So let's just offer to the Lord today. Let's just say, glory, Lord, you are welcome in this place. We thank you, Lord, that you have come, that you are with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us, and you have come to meet us. Isn't it so good to come into the house of God? Yeah. Hallelujah. In the unity of the faith, encouraging one another until we see the day approaching. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that your spirit be poured out in this place. I thank you, Lord, that lives will be changed. Chains will be broken. Hallelujah. Hearts will be lifted up, and the joy of the Lord will be our strength in this place. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's blow it. Ready?
Saying, I love you beyond your own comprehension. My love supersedes intellect, barrier, religion, church tradition. My love go down into the valley and bring you out in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I love y'all. I love this church. Amen. I love his place. Amen. It was a great outpouring last night. I really got refreshed just by sharing Jesus. Amen. I was touched just like everybody else was touched. It ain't about man touching you. If you look to man, you'll get disappointed. But when Jesus showed the house, you can't deny when he in the house. Amen. Because he says, signs and wonders shall follow those who believe. Everybody here, if you believe, you have the power to raise the dead, heal the sick, cast out demons. Freely you receive, freely you shall give in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Genesis, the 50th chapter. I'm going to build off this one verse. Amen. I'm just going to follow God. You can't go wrong following Jesus. Amen. I don't have no protocol. Amen. Jesus is my topic. Jesus is my finisher. Amen. If you want to be shut me up, hallelujah. Amen. Listen to the word of God. It's 50 and 20. But as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as this day, to save much people. You're going through, life seem unfair. You're facing challenges and adversity. And you cried out saying, where is God in this stuff? But God said, you got to walk through the valley of shadow of death. You got to stand and be still and know that I am God. You got to press in to God. You got to say, God, whatever it takes, I shall prevail over this thing. What is your that in your life? Is it broken relationship? Kids who went astray? Loss of job? Financial ruin? Depression? Oppression? Whatever your that is, God going to change that today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is one of my greatest stories, Joseph. Joseph. You know what Joseph's name mean? It means remover or increaser. Joseph was a man born by Jacob when he was old and stricken by his one love, Rachel. He had this child, and he started decking this child and giving great interest into this one child. He separated him above the rest. He took the time and made him a coat of many colors. That means he did was no knitted work. He had royalty. He had glory. I can see this coat representing the rainbow, the covenant God established with humanity in Genesis 9. He had this coat on. As soon as his father laid that mask on him, he became a seer. He had discernment. He recognized the time and season that they were currently in. Can you see out of your spiritual eyes? Not out of the earthly eyes, but out of your spirit man. Can you recognize the time that we're currently living in? It's no famine in land. It's a famine of preaching the gospel, unadulterated gospel. That's the famine that we're faced with through churches. They want to compromise. They want to preach watered-down scriptures just to get you back to the football game. Entertain your flesh. Seduce your mind. But we got to be willing to submit to the order of God. And say, God, whatever it takes, take me to that place in you. It's all about climbing the ladder by faith, step by step. I'm coming up that mountain. Nothing shall hinder me from that place. I shall overcome because greater is he that's in me. You got to have the word in you so you can speak to your storm. But if ain't nothing in you, all you can do is complain about your storm. See, it's how you see your storm. It's going to determine how you conquer your storm. You can't worship your tragedies of life. But you got to say, God have afforded me an opportunity to accelerate into the kingdom of God. That's what Joseph had to learn. Joseph had dreams. God put his mindset. Reveal heaven revelation. That means to disclose. To reveal. Or to manifest his goodness. Joseph in tune with God. Walking with God. Laying down in God. Waking up in God. It's a lifestyle of intimacy with you and God. You don't come to church and just have church. Your church starts because you are the church. And what are you feeding this church? Are you feeding the bad news? Are you looking at stuff on TV that's going to pierce your eyes and kill your spirit? Are you looking at the internet with stuff that's going to contaminate your spirit, man? Oh, don't preach that preacher. Oh, we don't want to hear that preacher. Why are you in my house? Why are you up in my stuff? Quit doing it. We got to quit the gossip, the backbiting, the murmuring and complaining. Oh, what about them? What about you? Focus on yourself. When you point your finger at somebody, that's three pointing back at you. Say, God, forgive me for I know not what I do. So quit having a critical spirit. Always beating people down, think you done arrived, went to heaven, walked down the street of gold, and slid before the throne of glory. Come on, somebody. I'm going to preach right there for a minute. But Joseph wasn't like that. Joseph had dreams. He shared with his brother. They hated him more. Oh, revelator. Oh, anointed one. Oh, Bible scholar. You study too much. You read the old Bible stuff. We don't want to hear that Jesus stuff. We want to do our thing now. Oh, slide back before I get hit by somebody. Joseph had another dream. He said, I must take this to my matter, to my father with wisdom. He said, Father, I had a dream. He said, I saw the 12, the 11 stars, the moon and the sun bowing at my feet. He rebuked him. Oh, no, you can't rise above your daddy. I'm more anointed than you. I have the revelation of God. I ain't released my mouth on you yet. I'm still alive. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody in this place. Joseph could have got discouraged and walked off from his dream. Let me tell you something. You need to dream big, guys. Some of y'all dreams are suffocated. Some of y'all dreams on the flight line. Oh, it's going beep, oh, beep, oh, beep. And God want to revive your dream. He want to say, dream, live again. Dream, talk to me. Dream, talk to me. Put your hands on your belly. Say, dream, awaken, and arise. In Jesus' name. Now clap your hand for Jesus. But it said his father, listen to this. It said his father pondered this matter. He said, I might miss something. Maybe God is closer to him than I am with God. Maybe he'll climb the ladder just one step above me. Maybe I didn't see all the glory that his potential has for his life. Maybe I'm missing the ingredient to what God is doing. It's a secret thing. It says the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of king to search out the matter. Proverbs 25:2. Amen. So Joseph's there. And Joseph's there. So after a while, his brother went off to Shechem. They went off to Dothan. And they went out. His father said, go and check out them. Go and observe if they're bringing me good wages for their labor. See, it was a hand of God on him. He said, I'm going to send you to a trial, but I got life coming for Jesus. Got to come through this seed. I need you, Joseph, to stand up and move towards your destiny. Woo! Move towards your destiny. Joseph got up and came to Dothan. There was no one there. But let me tell you how God is. God always will place a set man there to give your word to get you to your next spiritual level. So there was a certain man in a certain place waiting on him there. Said there. That man said, I can't go nowhere. The Spirit got me restrained in this place. I'm just sitting and looking. But when he showed up, he said, I know what you're looking for. I know what you're looking for, son. Your brother you seek is over there. Get over to Shechem. Get over to that place. And something is going to happen in you. Let me tell you how the enemy works. His brother, they became watchmen when they want to kill somebody. See, when you go on through struggles in your life and you fell back on drugs or alcohol, the enemy watches the one you thought was your friend, they're waiting to kill you. They watch, up, oh, they're almost there. Up, oh, let me give them a negative word. Let me kill them some more. The worst killing you can ever receive would be from the church. Oh, I ain't going to get no amen on that. Some of your worst critics come from church folks. Oh, Lord, don't say it so. Don't do eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Vengeance is mine, and I shall repay. Thus said the Lord. Romans 12:19. Amen. So Joseph kept on walking, and his brother observed it. He said, here come that old dreamer, old revelator. Oh, anointed one. Oh, high and lifted up, puffed up man. He come with his old dreams and his word to give somebody. He always got a word for somebody. The Bible said, the Lord have given me the tongue to learn that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 54. So when I show up or somebody show up to preach to you, God gave him a time word for y'all. Amen. I don't know nobody in here, but God is reading y'all mail. Check your mailbox. It's full. Come on, somebody. Check your mailbox. For it said return to sender. Come on, somebody. When it returned to sender, you rejected Jesus, what he's saying. You flag up when you don't receive the mail. Flag down, you got the message. You don't want to reject Jesus. Because when God deals with you, it's harder and harder to get your attention. You might want to accept the first rebuke before the worst one get worse. The next one get worse. Amen? You got to do that. This is what you need to say every day. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thought. See if there be any wicked way in me, O Lord, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Psalm 139, 23, and 24. You got to say, Lord, I want to be examined by your eyes. Look in my heart and use somebody to deal with this stuff in me. I have imperfection. My life is messed up, ricked up, showed up. Come on, somebody. When you start letting God deal with you, I guarantee you'll go from nobody to somebody in Jesus. You'll be on national TV. They'll say, where did they come from? They came from Marion, North Carolina, up in the mountain of the Holy Ghost. That's what God wants to use everybody here for, to be a sign, a wonder, and a praise in the earth. The world is waiting on you to say something. Some of you guys are old and like, man, he don't understand. I'm just rocking in my rocket chair. But God said, rock on in your rocket chair. Rock toward the kingdom. Come on, rock on in. Rock on in, my brother. Hallelujah. Woo! Listen to this. Luke 2:52, one of my favorites. It said, and Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and with favor with God. Jesus had to go through the same gates of life that we have to walk through. But how did Jesus rise to a place that he went to the Jordan, was dipped, and came up? He died to himself. He lost his identity in God. He said, I don't know who y'all are, but I know who I am in my Father. In my Father's house are many mansions. In my Father's house. In my Father's house. I dwell with him even though I'm on the earth. I'm still in twain with my Father. I don't go nowhere unless I got him wrapped up in me. That you do your protocol today. I ain't going outside my house till I'm sure in my Jesus. Woo! Say amen on that. So Joseph come. He approached. They said, let us kill him. Reuben cried out, oh no. Reuben stood up. Not my brother blood. No! You'll kill each other every day with your tongue. Your tongue is the most powerful weapon that you possess in your life. Your tongue have the power to bring life or death. You can edify or you can tear down in a moment of a twinkling of eye. You can take somebody from suicide to restoration or you can take it from suicide to death. You make that choice based on your attitude. Your attitude will always determine your altitude. So if you want to fly, if you said I'm tired of flying around in this turbulence, well, I got to get my praise on. I got to get my eyes fixed on my Savior. And I'm going to climb up. No airplane when it hit turbulence said, we are now descending to a lower altitude. It said, fasten your seatbelt. Get on the ride, for we are climbing to a high altitude. I got my attitude right, so my altitude is going to line up with Jesus. Y'all say amen for Jesus. Amen. Is this all right with y'all? Can y'all rock like this? Don't be afraid. Your soul ain't going to fall. Rock. Oh, I'm going to rock with Jesus. Some of y'all ain't never used y'all joints. Oh, no. Oh, no. Jesus have humor. He laugh at the wicked every day. So we can have some humor about life, guys. Don't be like this. I can't preach without having fun in preaching because it's a joy and it's an honor and a privilege to represent Jesus Christ. I love him with all of myself. If I had an extra body, I'd give him that too. Amen? I love him because I know my testimony. I know my testimony. And when I go through storms, I said, God, just close my eyes. And I look back where I was. Illiterate, unlearned, mental retardation, handicapped to society, lost no vision. And suddenly he breathed on a handicapped person and said, awake, my man of God. I know about being a Christian. My daughter was 8 years old, had brain surgery, and no doctor thinks she'll make it but one. And she's 22. She'll be 22 in April. So I know a God that hears the cry of his people. He ain't changed his frequency. His frequencies, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost in this place. Whew. Woo! I'm about to jump out my socks now. I'm about to run out of these socks in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to have some holes in them. Holy Ghost socks in Jesus' name. So Joseph approached him, and Reuben yelled out, "Let us not kill our brother. Let us put him in his pit." A place of desperation, a place to kill his dream. See, some of y'all are in a pit right now, and your dream is fading. It's drought, it's a famine, there's minimal food that to eat. You don't know how you'll get your next drink. The drink is the Holy Spirit, the refreshing of the Holy Ghost. So they said, we can separate him from reading his Bible. Surely he'll die in this pit. But he had the word inside him. He said, I see life. Oh, I see somebody coming to fall. They coming to get me out of this place. My future is brighter than when I started. Woo! My future is brighter than where I started. When I first believed. Joseph fell down in the pit and he got his praise on. He forgot about when he gonna get out and how he gonna get out. He said, I'm just gonna do what I do. I worship my Messiah. I'm gonna lay down and have another dream about getting out of here. He laid down, I guess. But it says after a while, the Midianites came. They bought him out. They pulled him out. That goes back to covenant. That's going to be who Moses is going to marry, the Midianite, Zipporah. God connected the dots ahead of time. 400 years ahead. God's always working things. For all things work together for the good of those that love God and those that are called according to his purpose. Everything going to work out. Your car, you're going to drive on E for 2 weeks. It just won't run out. You're going to pull out that ham and dust it off a little bit and keep on eating for 2 weeks. You're going to go from pinto beans to pork and beans. Come on, somebody. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I'll take me a pork and beans, and I'll put on me some loaf of bread, and I'll eat it just like it's a steak, T-bone steak. Today, not tomorrow. Today I eat it because I never get what God brought me from. And I'm appreciative I got pork and beans because somebody in society don't have pork and beans. When Joseph got out, he dusted himself. He said, I'm ready for my next assignment. He got promoted from the pit to Potiphar's house. It says the Israelites, the Ishmaelites, the enemy of the Lord, sold him to Potiphar for 20 pieces of silver. 20 silver represent redemption. He was being redeemed out of time. Two is for ministry. But watch what happened. His brothers them killed a live animal. And they took the blood and they poured it on his coat. Look what they did. They made atonement for their sins. They did something they didn't even understand. They said, we're going to kill this lamb and pour it on his coat so we won't, God won't look at our mess anymore. Did y'all get that? God will use what man tried to destroy you with to build you up in it. When he got to Potiphar, it said Potiphar called him and said, you in my house. He went from living in a pit to living to nothing to living to a big old house that he had charge over all of Potiphar's guards. Everything. He walked. It says that favor was with Joseph. Don't matter if you famine. Don't matter if you're a millionaire. If you got Jesus, you got favor wherever you step. Favor. Go to Walmart, favor. They, you show up to the line, they just reduce everything to your price. You say, I ain't got but $15, you come out with $200 worth of groceries. Everything just got marked off because you showed up. You go to a car dealership, they said, you the 1,000 man, you getting a free car. You go in there, putt. Oh, I'm going to make it. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Lord, it's leaking oil, but you say, Lord, I praise you with this car. And you get there, they said, new car for you. Oh, see the whole cane. See the whole cane. The Holy Ghost coming. Amen. But when Joseph arrived, he had a vision. He said, how can I stand this man's life who is a heathen and bring wealth to his life that he will increase? He wasn't selfish. He said, I don't care what he's doing. I'm going to still do my father's business in this place. I'm going to be a lighthouse in a dark place. So you can be in a marketplace with wealth and still walk in humility. Don't let money change you. Don't let position make you arrogant. Oh, no. Some folk think they know more than the pastor. I can preach better than him. I can lay hands better than that. That's why you're still sitting in that seat. That's why you're still sitting in your seat. In the name of Jesus. Man, God just cut somebody's toes off. Check your toes. You got 3.5. Joseph get there after a while. Success. See, when success grow with you, the enemy come and try to tear you down. It said that Potiphar's wife acknowledged him. She said, I want that young man. He's nice looking. I want to seduce him so he'll lose his anointing. Oh, say it ain't so in the church. I hope that ain't right. But I'm going to preach it in the house. Y'all can run on me with your front wheels. Amen. But he set up. She tried to set him up. And she urged him and pulled on him. He said, this is not against you, but it's against God. He said, I love my master over me, but he said, I love him more than I love this master. He said, God means more to me than stuff and intimacy, relationship, and the fire, my spirit, man. This is worth more than all the earth itself with God anointed in my life. You got to guard your anointing. Because everybody ain't trying to do you good in a church, down the street, over grandmama's house, or anybody else's house. I tell all young ministers when I minister places, never go alone. Always go in pairs of two. Heath does the same thing. Accountability. Accountability that you don't fall short and be ensnared through your imperfections. Because if you don't think you got none, ask God to show it to you right now. God will show you his film on you, not your film. Oh, it'll be a horror movie for you. But Joseph got there. It says she went to him and she grabbed his robe. She says, I dethrone you. She tore his robe. See, why did everybody attack his coat? Because they thought his anointing was attached to stuff, tangible things. Your anointing ain't attached to stuff. You better get this, guys, in your spirit. Your anointing ain't attached to your big old house, your fancy car, your big old job. You can lose all that stuff. The anointing will still be with you. Everybody try to tear his possession, his coat, his mantle. But the glory was inside of him, not in the coat. You can't dethrone what God established. Come on, somebody. God preaches to somebody. Any preaches to somebody in here? Who getting preached to? I ain't got like 3 hands went up, man. But watch this. Joseph had the transition. Joseph went to it from the first pit, which represented a pit of resentment. He had to deal with some stuff in that first pit, resentment. Then the second pit, Potiphar had a place of restoration, a place of acknowledgement, a place of he can acknowledge that other people see the anointing on his life when other people won't share it. See, your own family won't accept your anointing. They'll kill you. They'll tell you ain't worthy to preach. You go to your own, they receive you not. So if you go to your house, they tell you they don't like you, just say, praise God, I'm in my right place because you're a bunch of Philistines. Stiff-necked. Come on, somebody. I tell my family all the time, y'all a bunch of stiff-necks in the name of Jesus. I ain't doing out of meanness. I'm just doing out of love. You need to get in alignment. I know where I'm going. Where are you going? I got my one-way ticket to heaven. I don't need no two tickets. I don't need to go into hell. Oh, man, this place, oh, it looked pretty bad. No, I know God said enough in the Bible, said I don't want to be a part of it. I take his word for it. It's a place of torment. The greatest torment ain't going to be the fire. It's going to be separation, eternal from God. Eternal separation from his presence. That's the suffering that those who reject Jesus are going to be paid for. Y'all need to get that in your spirit. It makes you say, oh, I'm getting saved today. In the name of Jesus. Whew. Holy Ghost, move in this place. I feel God. I feel God. From the front to the back, Lord, move. Move, Holy Ghost. So Joseph gets, so Potiphar, come on, he was raging. He didn't even go and seek counsel. He just cast him into a hole. He cast him into a deep dungeon. But when he came there, he said the keeper of the jail acknowledged him and gave favor to him. Y'all missed that. I'm from the country. So they says, I see what's on you. He was in the darkest place, but his anointing gave room for him. He promoted in the darkest hole to a place of encouragement to all that was in there. Man, Lord, you revelate to these people. He said, I know what time it is. God going to prove me and test my heart, so I'm going to be the second command. I know where I'm going. He said, my dream is almost there. I got one more step into my place. You got to quit saying you're not going to step again. You got to quit saying I'm not going to believe again. I want your faith to rise today. I want your faith to say I connect to God today. I believe every word in the Bible. I might don't understand it all, but I trust in all his word. I don't understand everything I read, but I say, God, you are holy. And you will reveal your secret thing to me at set times. So I don't question nothing God said. I just say, I shout amen. Amen means I agree. I accept the report of the Lord. Not what the devil tell you. You got two voices at you all the time. You're constantly in battlefield. Your mind is a place of a battleground. Evil thoughts in, evil out. You got to watch what you hear, what you see. It's going to respond how you speak. Amen. So Joseph got there. He says, I like this place. I got promoted to the lowest level of promotion. But I'm going to the highest place of acknowledgement. See, this is what God was saying to Joseph in this. You go to the crack houses. You go to the prostitute. You go to those on death row. You go to the downtrodden in the community. You go to the nursing home. That's what I do every day of my life. That's the life I live, and I love it when life is saved for Jesus. Man, I love it. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I wouldn't walk by no stranger. You could be on crack. I'll lay hands on you right there in the street. Receive the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Me and my wife was in North Carolina. There was a woman who just finished prostituting. She said, brother, I know who you are. I seen you around. Will you pray when you get home? I said, now. I grabbed her. Receive. In Jesus' name. And she will fix in Jesus' name. That's what God wants to do, church. Soldiers. Fall in, soldiers. I salute my Jesus. Commander in chief, I salute you. I'm a retired soldier, 22 years, 3 years in combat. I know about soldiering. I know about soldiering. Do you know how to soldier? Can you follow orders? Stop deviating from it. Choosing your own agenda in secret places. Say, God, I heard you, but I got to add my own to it. Make it look bigger than what you said. Glory in your flesh. Man, Lord is talking to somebody in this place. Ain't none of this in my notes. I'm just going to cover up them notes in Jesus' name. Because I ain't even looking at them anyway. Amen. I just want to speak what God is saying to the church. Joseph got there. Instant. People had dreams. Disturbed. Counting the fear. They first, when they heard him speak, they were encouraged. And a shout was ringing inside the wall of the dungeon. The sounds of excitement, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah 9 and 10. Oh, they start shouting. Hope have came. The word is true. Joseph said, don't be discouraged. I'm here with you, and we're going to make it out of this place. So it says, the butler and the baker had dreams, and they were disturbed, had no answer. And Joseph said, why are your countenance fallen, butler? He says, I'm disturbed on my dream. I can't discern this matter. See, God will put stuff more complicated in your spiritual life. You need another counselor to give you counsel on that situation. He said, tell me that dream. Now, not dreams of the Lord, and he knows all interpretation of dreams. He said, I was there with a grape, and I was squeezing grapes into a cup. He said, within 3 days, you'll be restored back to your officer butlership. But he says, don't forget me. Let me tell you something. Joseph was 17 years old when he went into the pit. You know what 17 represent? Victory. Victory. Victory in Jesus. You know why he had to go through for 13 years? Because nobody in the Mosaic law can become a priest till he's 30. So he had to wait till his set time because he can't go outside the order of Melchizedek. Oh, that'll preach to you right there. He had to follow the same pattern Jesus had to follow. Jesus couldn't go and do nothing till he turned 30. But when he stepped into Jordan, he said, time to show out who I am. So Joseph told him. Then the baby was excited. Oh, that's great news. Oh, tell me something. He said, there was meat on my head and the bird were eating the flesh out of my basket. He said, within 3 days, you'll be turned over at the feast. He said, you'll be tied to a tree and the bird will eat the flesh off your body. You're going to die. You ain't got no word for the king for me. But he said, butler, don't close your eyes on me. Let me tell y'all what that means. Some folks, y'all done helped out and borrowed them out and bailed them out and gave them money and paid off their bills and they got some money, they forgot all about you. Oh, Lord, don't say that so in this church. You down in need and you turn to them and say, hey, brother, you don't remind them what you have done. You say, hey, look, I'm in need. Oh, I wish I could. I just got my last $5. They got like $50,000 in the bank. They just don't want to go to the bank to help you. But don't do eye for eye. What happened? Joseph kept on following the pattern of God. It said he completely forgot about Joseph. Then God says, I got a word, trouble Pharaoh. He sent a dream to Pharaoh that he would disturb in his dream. He called all his witch doctors and magicians before. Oh, they said, we can't. This is matters beyond our comprehension. We don't see that far. See, witches can't see the future. They see what you want, they want to hear. They see in your life what you want to hear about. That's called bewitching you. Deviation. They don't see the real you. They just dress you up with makeup. Cosmetic. Come to church looking all good with your nice dress on, your heels on, walking all pretty. Woo, look at me. But you tore up from the floor up inside of you. Man, God messed with somebody. But Joseph was content in prison. He still worshiped God. He still ministered to the body of Christ. He continued to be consistent in his message of delivering the message of God to people. He never looked away from God in his trying times. He never said he complained about his storms. Nowhere is recorded about said Joseph blamed God for his storm. Jeremiah blamed God. Job blamed God, but Joseph set the standard. Joseph said, I'm going to go and be a lighthouse in a dark hole. It says when Pharaoh was troubled, it said a butler remembered then. I know a man that have the revelation of God about this stuff. See, when it's time for you to rise up to a place, God will catapult you to your place. He'll trouble the president of the United States to get you in front of him to tell him the good news. And it matter where you come from. I'm going to tell you my testimony, President Obama. What God done for me, he'll do for you in the name of Jesus. That's what needs to happen. Not criticizing Obama, beating him down. Oh, he's the Democrat. Oh, the Republican ballot. They're all devils. Come on, somebody. If they're apart from God, they're a devil. Oh, I ain't got to hear you in this place. If they don't know Jesus Christ, they're a devil. So quit trying to be politically correct. I just fixed all of y'all. Lord, talk to them in this place. Woo! God said, pray for your government. That's your only required job to do. Is to get on your knees and say, God, I pray for salvation for that his whole house might be saved. You might get a chance to preach and speak to the president if you humble yourself and pray. And if he gets saved, he'll affect the whole world. Because he's an icon to the world. Y'all ain't listening to me. So here goes Pharaoh. He go and talk. He says, call him forth. Look what they do. They shaved him. And they put him on Pharaoh clothes. They decked him up. He said, bring him looking like me. I know he's a Hebrew, but I want him to resemble the Egyptians. I want to mess with his stuff. I want to prostitute his gifts. People will prostitute your gift if you let them. You sing well and anointed, or you preach and get people moved, they'll prostitute you every day. I've been done like that many times in my life. But it didn't change my love to preach the gospel, though. I just learned from it. I make sure that when I go to places, that me and the pastor have the self-same spirit, I go. But if they go all arrogant about themselves, I ain't going there. I'm not going there. Because it's all about my family got to go with me. It ain't just about me going. My whole family going to go in that atmosphere. And I protect my family. In Jesus' name. Are y'all with me? So he told the dream about the fat cows and the skinny cows. He told about the fat corns and the little small thin corn. And you know what Joseph said? Your dream be one. He said, your dream ain't complicated. You just don't have a relationship. He said, but I'm going to tell you. He said, you're going to have 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. He looked out among all those people with arrogant speech, eloquent, doctor degree, PhDs, talking smack. He said, all y'all are disqualified. He says, only one man that I can put over this place is you, Joseph. Your hour, your time, your season have came. That is your place, man of God. Woo! That is your place. Joseph didn't go over there and said, I told you so. Joseph wept with tears. Cried about, how can I get my family into this place to get some of this stuff? My God. He wasn't selfish. He started praying for reunion, reconciliation of the family. He said, I want my lineage to be brought home to the kingdom where provision has been made through me. Man, that'll preach right there. I need somebody with some music. We need some worship. We need some instrumental music playing. Because God is going to do something. Because I'm not going no further than what God wants me to go. I don't have nothing to say but what God wants to say to you. But I'm going to tell you right now, God wants to promote some folks today. You've been behind the scene, worshiping God and praying and interceding, and that's all you do. But there's more in you than you're showing forth right now. God is wanting to say, son and daughter, I want to show you my glory. I want to trust you with this anointing.